This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I am standing in line.
No, you're not. You're talking to me.
Sorry, my headphones weren't working, so I didn't even hear that. I was standing in line at the track.
Yeah, you were standing in line.
Who do I
see? But you said I am standing in line.
Sorry, let me fix up again.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I think they might be. Well, let me see if they're working.
You were standing in line at the track.
And who do I see but
me?
Anna Kournikova.
Oh.
And I start pinching myself.
Dream girl.
And a big piece comes off.
Oh, wow.
This was the time I was eating really weird.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, this was when you were on that clay diet.
Yes, I was eating clay, or I was sort of becoming a human kiln.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Where yeah. My stomach is firing clay molds. That I'm making, you know, I make the mold and I swallow it and my stomach kind of fires it.
Cooks it and then you drink a big thing of glaze. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And then boom. And then we don't got to talk about how it gets out, but we can talk about how much it costs if you want to buy one of these things.
But it was doing to me a thing
bucks.
At the time where you could just remove pieces of me.
Sure. Well, the clay starts to become a part of you.
Yes.
To the point that you're almost like a Gumby type man.
Yes.
But, I mean,
yeah.
Not that you can't walk into books.
No. And I was less strong.
Sure. Yeah.
Standing up was easier for him than it was for me at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and immediately, I get so excited. I look up for Anna Kournikova to see if she saw. I look back down at my hand, and I have already lost
the piece.
The piece.
The huge piece.
So I start screaming to everyone, for everyone to not move.
And don't look at me.
Yes, don't look at me, but stop moving, and everyone look for my piece.
The piece is gone.
So,
peace thief.
Everyone is so nice.
That is so great about the track.
They are so cool about it.
I love going to the track, and I don't even watch the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I go because the people there, best people in the world,
yes,
are at the track.
This is the high school racetrack.
Yes.
We are talking, yes, okay.
Yes.
they calm me down.
Mm-hmm.
They talk to me and they try to get me going about other stuff.
Just change the subject.
Yes.
Move a muscle, change a thought. You know what I mean? Just let's get going on something else. Stop thinking about the piece that's gone. That's gone.
It was gone.
Yeah. No, I know.
But parts of it kind of grew into filling most of the old piece.
Well, and I see, you have a new fingernail.
Yes. So there's a hollow, sort of,
mm-hmm.
sort of a valley.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like you wouldn't look at it and be like, where's that whole piece?
No,
like, oh, somebody just kind of mooshed in that part.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
An insider's guide. Kicking butt and dropping names. In the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz. What up, what up?
So get
the guest.
Edit point.
Yeah, edit point, and now we can start.
And Jordan,
we'll get it right this time.
We do a chop.
A chop.
Right at this part. And so this
right
is
here?
Yes, and this is all gone, okay?
And if it helps you to visualize Chuck Norris doing karate when we do a chop,
what are your guys' Chuck Norris jokes go?
Chuck Norris is so big.
This is this is.
I love the area.
That
Matt Ingebrigtsen.
He is too big to go on roller coasters.
Okay, yeah, you must be this tall to ride this ride, but if you're this tall, you're Chuck Norris. Get out of here.
I think what it actually is, I have heard this one.
Yeah.
And it says, Chuck Norris tells the roller coaster that it is too small to go on him.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Burn.
You're not big enough to ride this, and he points to his butt. So, because in his mind, the roller coaster that he's sitting on is effectively riding his butt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
and Jake.
Jake, I haven't heard your Chuck Norris joke yet.
Chuck Norris is so good at being a movie star, he's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
Ah, gotcha.
Pretty good.
Burn. Jake the Wise Man.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, he's real, yeah. Real wise.
Sorry.
I'm trying to remember what. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. What are you trying to remember?
I'm trying to figure out.
I'm trying to remember a real Chuck Norris.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's be serious about this.
I feel like you put us on the spot, but I don't know what they are.
Jordan, let's get serious. Jordan, pull up Chuck Norris jokes. But while you're doing that,
www.chucknorrisjokes.
www.pornhub.
chucknorris.pornhub/. Let's have fun out there, guys.
So I have to figure this out because I want to keep the Chuck Norris jokes. So what we're going to do is this is our special Golden Globes episode. We're trick everyone into that we got all the predictions right. Yeah. We did it last year.
We do this every year.
We got a huge press.
By the way, brilliant. Brilliant idea.
Yes. And we got
brilliant trick.
Giant press for being smarter than the octopus that thinks the World Cup.
What we do is timestamp it. We just say, we go, hey, recording this at, let me just subtract a few days off this.
I think that's what Bernie Madoff did. That's how he made all his cash. Just timestamp.
That's how he made off with the money.
We have to be careful about news stuff. Because
I'm talking about him in jail.
I know. I'm just saying we have to be careful about what we say about the news in case the Golden Globes happened before.
Yeah.
I'm going to treat it like a Fabergé egg.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Jake's being a little snippy, and I want to apologize on behalf of Jake.
Speaking of snippy, Jordan. snippy to this section. We cannot have discussion of cheating.
Okay.
Speaking of
Chuck Norris jokes.
Those can wait.
Okay.
Because I want the original, what the Chuck Norris jokes they were doing have to go in the episode. So you have to find an organic way to talk about chopping in the early part because that was your segue. Without losing that section, you know
right?
What I mean?
That we're not referring to chopping. So let's get a new way into the Chuck Norris jokes.
Yes. Okay.
So we're just going to stitch this in beforehand. We'll record something that just kind of organically brings us to Chuck Norris.
Here, I'll lead you in.
Yeah.
An insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
Chuck Norris. I've noticed.
Should been I noticing Chuck Norris. No,
yes.
Wait, what have you been noticing? What did you notice?
Shut up.
Yeah, Jordan, you took a little long.
I want to applaud you guys on picking the best time to record a podcast, which is late in the day on a Friday.
Yeah. Friday 6:30?
I'm at my prime right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And all the party goers are outside.
I have so many parties to go to, and I'm hanging out with you guys.
Yes, and we're sort of feeding off that energy. Sean, you got a fidget spinner.
Yeah, I bought it at a Clippers game. Well, this is a little fake golf ball that I found right here.
Oh, it's fake.
But the fidget spinner is mine. The golf ball, and as you said, a stress ball, and I kind of gave it a squeeze, and I looked at it, and I go, this has been in the Earwolf offices, belongs to someone else, and it's filthy. It's visibly filthy. Hmm. So I'm going to put it down, and I'm going to ask Kevin to come in here and wash my hands.
Kevin?
Speaking of the Wizard of Lies, Kevin, get in here and wash my hands. Little reference to Bernie Madoff before.
Hey, guys, Chef Kevin here. And here's Jordan's Chuck Norris joke.
Mm.
I think it's okay.
Wait, what's the URL so we know that you didn't actually come up with this joke and people can cite it?
It's Chuck dash Norris dash jokes.com.
Oh, okay.
Well, probably not the first one.
Who's the owner of that URL?
GoDaddy?
It's not Pornhub, I think. But the one that made me laugh really hard was Chuck Norris does not wear a condom because there's no such thing as protection for Chuck Norris.
Okay, and that one made you laugh. Because I've been here the whole time.
Yeah.
You didn't hear me laugh when
she was laughing a minute ago.
Yeah, now that you mention it, you were laughing. All right. And it was at that?
The moment ago was at you. With you.
Don't get moved. Just chop that out. Hi-ya.
All right, let's get it back into the podcast. I feel like we should start over again at this point.
Let's start over.
Well, we did it. We got the segue to...
We have a really good intro.
...to the Chuck Norris stuff, and so we'll come in...
Okay.
Yeah.
...off of that.
Yeah.
We do have to locate it specifically in time. You seem like a big history guy, Jake. You're dropping facts about all these different guys.
The Wizard of Lies.
I think it's great.
A news buff.
And so you, it would help if you would kind of locate us in history before Golden Globes.
And it's from, yes.
Okay, hold on one second.
He's doing this without a book. I know history when I can
he's just read it on the internet, but just looking, to kind of know it. I do, but it just takes it takes like 20 minutes.
Free.
Okay, got it.
Nice.
Wow, it's Halloween afternoon. So this is exciting.
Yeah, what do you guys?
It's pre-Globes,
what are
so
you guys
we can still predict.
Costume?
Yeah, what are you guys going as tonight?
I don't really dress up. It's just another night for me.
I'm going to be Ken Bone.
Nice.
What? Okay. What Halloween is this?
2010.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Okay. Wait.
Okay, then I'm going to be the 7-Up spot.
Okay. That is such a good idea. We predicted the 2018 Golden Globes in 2010.
That's of course,
so
much we did.
Better
of course
because,
we did.
And that's how we won up from last year.
Which last year already was a big deal.
Yes. And so people listening to this aren't like, this is just the same thing again? No. Because now
not even
we
close.
Are releasing an old episode that we found from Halloween 2010.
Right, guys?
Anyway, I'm so glad Barack Obama is president.
Okay.
Well, first of all,
that was not the kind of thing we were doing back then.
What does that have to do with the Golden Globes? It's fucking Halloween.
You guys
this
didn't.
Motherfucker.
I talked like that back then. I was just in the middle of a conversation. Express my allegiance to the President of the United States.
Okay, so, okay, how about this?
Mm-hmm. Kevin, do the other hand now.
You know who's got a couple of Golden Globes? That Anna Kournikova.
Okay, and this will get us ready. And then I'll go, yeah, how about Chuck Norris?
It's a that gets us back into the...
Yeah,
Chuck Norris.
We'll
part.
Have it clean.
We could do that. Yes, we have it clean. And hey, say speaking of Golden Globes, who do you guys think? Here's the real Pepsi challenge. That's the thing we were doing at the time. Who is going to have Golden Globes? In 8 years from now, we are all, let's make a pact.
Hey, okay.
We need a knife. It's got to be blood.
To needing a knife. And you have one. So
that's true, I do.
Yeah.
That's great.
But we do need it.
Yeah.
Well, it's good that at least one of our hands is clean.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all cut up our hands, and we'll all shake on the pact, which is that in 2018, we're gonna say now what the Golden Globes will be from then saying it now, and if we're right, we'll play it.
Okay.
Okay. I promise.
I promise. I hereby do promise. And let's all say our names.
Matt.
Hey. Good job.
By the way, this is 2010?
Yeah.
Spike.
Yeah, that's right. You used to go by Spike.
Just for a minute, I was really trying to get people to call me Spike, and nobody did.
The 7-Up spot.
I was, I'm Jake.
Jake. Good job, Jake. All right, so we all did the pact. So, that'll be fun. Let's do the Globes.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have to figure out
what order to go in.
And who and what happened? Who did this?
And who's right and what is winning?
They and like just the whole thing. What the different
Well, we could ask Jake again. I mean, I've been loving Jake's character. Guy who has contrarian opinion on the best picture favorite every year.
Uh-huh. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's really good. It's mine. That's my character.
I was so thrilled to see in a tweet the other day someone's not liking Roma, and then the first person right underneath.
I was right
just
there,
Jake.
Well, I was just tagged on it.
Guy, me I was tagged too. On it.
Well, I'm famously known as someone.
Yes.
Who has contrarian opinions about pictures.
Uh-huh.
And so I was tagged. I didn't know the writer of the original tweet, and I was just ready. Because if you're not going to support other people who think the way you do, you know?
So, okay, so you have to say that this is going to be a movie, and then that you are going to think that it's bad, and why.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
You have to say why.
I think that... if I really think about, there's a director coming out of Mexico right now. He's made a few films. There was a film he made called Y Tu Mama Tambien where some guys hooked up. And that was good. That was poetic. And I think he's going to make a bunch of stuff and then make this film called Roma. And
hey, pretty bold. Do you really think he's going to do that, Jake?
I do. And I'll tell you why. Because it's a nice hook because it's not about... Rome.
It's
not about Rome, Italy.
It's very, it's huge another, hook.
Yeah, it's a big
I'm
hook.
Already
it has those
there.
Four letters, and it's like, oh, it's just four letters, and I'm going to go see it. It's like four letters, or that's all you need.
Very noisy.
So fucking noisy.
The movie's the same name of a tomato.
I mean, in 2018, yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's going to be sort of a portrait of like... Mexico at a certain time in history. That was even before 2010.
Wow.
There's going to be no color in the film.
Today?
Yeah, today.
Yeah.
Halloween
even
2010.
Even before today, huh?
Even before today.
Even before
Can
today.
You imagine that?
Yeah.
Can you? Can you explain what you see?
Before today?
Yeah. What do you see? Like at a time before today? What's happening?
I'm not alone.
Yeah? You're with people.
Mm-hmm.
With Spike?
Okay.
Again, if this is 2010, people were not honoring my desire to be
I was talking about a different Spike. I was talking about Spike TV.
Yes. Okay. Which was a
It was
real
a viral network.
Then. That's right.
It was a viral network.
I guess I'm allowed to go wherever I want.
Yeah. You're the one describing it.
Yeah. No, in this, that's what I'm describing.
In your imagination.
I go, I try the door, it's open. Ah!
So this film will be so good.
Yeah.
And it'll be overrated, but also incredible. And it'll be about a housekeeper and like all that stuff. And there's not much point to it, but everyone's going to be like, wow.
Is it going to win the Golden Globe?
Absolutely, it's going to win the Golden Globe.
Okay. I have a prediction.
Did it win? Engineer Jordan doesn't know.
Engineer Jordan.
Bump on a log.
I can search.
Kevin?
I believe Bohemian Rhapsody won. Right?
That's Whoa. That's the best funny musical.
Best songbook.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
It must be.
Roma won Best Foreign.
Best Foreign?
Mm.
Okay.
I thought that's what you were talking about. I'm sorry. I think films are either they're foreign or they're not films.
When people say, you know,
great,
like,
great
what
point.
What I'm talking about?
No.
It's 2018.
Okay.
American movies aren't movies
there's
anymore.
There's movies, and then there's films.
There's films.
Which are foreign.
There's films. That's why the F is shared.
Okay. So that wins best films.
Thank you.
Okay.
Best films.
What else? I have to know, if we're going to talk about this, I need to know what happened at the thing.
Uh-huh.
So Bohemian won.
Okay. Kevin Hart still hosts that thing?
I was wondering that, yeah.
Yeah, Kevin Hart in there.
Winner for best host, Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Should we say that Kevin Hart, we predict in 2018, will win best host at the Golden Globes?
It's a tough category.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really tough category.
Was there any, like, I still worry we're getting too small time with the predictions that we're making. Mm. When we can predict, instead of best films, a joke that they make mm-hmm. at the show. Mm-hmm. Imagine someone predicting that, what you would do if you, like, if you heard someone predicted that in 2010.
I would absolutely flip out and I would subscribe to Stitcher Premium.
You would have to.
You'd have to. Do you want to, Matt, you've been a little quiet. Do you want to do just a thing on the front where you say, like, hey, I was really proud to be a part of this episode. We've decided to re-release it.
Yeah.
Yes. In honor of the Golden Globes just and having
say,
happened.
And say you lost it and you found, and then you found it again. And say, like, yeah, what you did in 2010 when you lost it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I just want to welcome you to this episode.
But don't be that loud.
You have to be the same, and it has to be the same person that they're going to hear on the rest of the show, or else they'll be so confused.
Yeah, they're not going to know what's going on.
All right. No, I got it. Hey, guys. Welcome to the new episode of Hollywood Handbook. We're really proud of this one because it's an episode that we did back in 2010, predicting the Golden Globe winners. And wait, what was the rest of the thing?
From 2018.
From 2018.
And you lost it and you found it.
And here's the thing. I just want to say it's honestly a little embarrassing that it's only coming out now, even though we recorded in 2010.
But we're re-releasing it.
We're re-releasing it in 2018.
Yeah.
In 2019.
In 19, yeah.
And I lost it. And it's a funny story of how I lost it, which is that...
You're rolling it down the street with a stick.
I was rolling it down the street with a stick and singing a lullaby. And...
put yourself to sleep.
And I put myself to sleep, and it rolled away. Mm-hmm. And
you fell on the stick.
How'd you find it?
It rolled down the grate. And who was down there?
Yeah,
Pennywise.
Chuck Norris.
That's right.
Pennywise.
Hmm. Yeah.
And anyway, when the movie was re-released, it came... Or that the reboot happened.
Yeah.
I think that you should
And people were going to look in grates for stuff, trying to find Pennywise, and what do they find? The episode.
Yep.
The episode.
That just makes me think there's got to be so many lost podcast episodes and grates all over California. And the next big rush is the podcast rush.
Kellyanne Conway
2020,
was in there.
Where people come here to find the episodes and sell them on Stitcher Premium.
Guys, I just thought of instead of Pennywise, Kellyanne Conway's in there.
That's funny.
We should claim.
We should predict that.
Okay, so that goes in the. That's good. So that goes into the 2010 part, and now that is yours. So we can basically go back and claim.
I gotta say, all this talk about Golden Globes, this entertainment stuff. We kind of get so focused on that in this town. But there's real important political stuff happening. I really do think Kellyanne Conway is going to be hiding in the sewer, like look like Pennywise. Yeah. 2016.
What do you think happens after that?
Huh?
What do you think happens after that? Is that her peak? Does anything happen that's cool or interesting or notable after that happens?
See, this is your stuff. This is the history. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just always like, well, something happens and then something happens because of that. And I'm always like, well, what's going to happen after that because of those two things that happened?
He can try it.
Go viral.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
I should say, too, when I was talking about Anna Kournikova's Golden Globes, I don't want to get in trouble, first of all, for something I said in 2010.
Yeah, when we were making that joke.
Yeah, what's the statute of limitations? Yeah,
well, what point do we start forgiving?
Exactly, and it was a different time. Remember what Jeselnik was doing?
It was a different time.
Now, remember what he's doing right now?
Yeah.
It was a different time.
Everyone is trying to be as... like is push the envelope as far as him.
Well, mm-hmm. and it's sort of like, how do you learn to be better without making mistakes like
yes,
that?
And thank
it's like,
you.
I think everyone needs to make those mistakes and say terrible things
thank
in order
you so
to
much.
Learn.
Thank you. Also, I was talking yeah. about tennis balls, so I didn't make a mistake.
I thought she won some actual Golden Globes. She was in
and that is
that
true
movie
as
in
well.
2010 that was so good.
Mm. Yes.
Which is this... Yeah,
the Hurt Locker.
Yeah, the Hurt Locker. Well, that's...
Incredible.
That's a little... Mm-hmm. You know, if you really think about what that is.
Right.
That's a lot.
So. You know, he's got a Hurt Locker. Yeah, that Anna Kourakova.
Right. Well, yeah, well, she has a copy of that DVD.
And the, we hadn't and really the gone. Locker probably at, like, the tennis gym.
Yeah, it's where she, her pain yes. ointments.
Medicine.
Yes.
Ointments.
Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
She has tennis elbow.
Mm, gotta. Every part of her probably is a tennis part.
That's true.
Yes, Matt, you were going to predict a joke that was made.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see the show, so
that's right.
I know you watch it. And so, like a joke that they made during the broadcast.
Yes.
You predict it
uh-huh.
back in time.
Okay. Have you heard about how Donald Trump is the president?
That's a joke from the Globes.
No, that's a setup.
Okay. That was the set.
Dude,
this
yeah,
is from
it's just
the show,
a setup, dude.
I can't imagine this ever happened.
Oh, Jake, what the fuck did you say to me?
It's a fucking setup, Sean.
What the fuck?
It's not a full joke.
You like that?
No, I mean I didn't like it, but no. Until you hear the punchline, you can't judge something.
The okay. point is, it's just I'm concerned about the whole premise. The point is this
like it's a solid premise.
No,
for a joke.
Not for the joke. For okay. what just what we're doing here, it has to be something that
oh,
was
yeah.
from the broadcast. If this is going to make us money,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have to get
fuck,
rich
fuck,
off
fuck.
This.
Okay,
we're
I'm
upside
sorry.
Down on this podcast, guys.
We are in Stranger Things, the upside down.
I think
down.
That Andy Samberg, who's...
And we can't talk about
Stranger He's been making some sketches for a while, and I think he's going to co-host the Globes.
You think he's coming in? Yeah, good.
Yeah, I think his career is just going to continue
yes,
to
he's
take
making
off.
He did...
just him hosting it solo?
No. He's going to co-host the Globes.
Solo. Oh. Why does that feel...
He did Just Two Guys. You're talking about that guy who did that video, Just Two Guys?
Yeah.
And Kablamo?
Yeah. And he did that well, but here's the thing:
oh, the
internet, it's going to
sever.
Well, it's going to set off this internet craze.
Yes, huh?
he's going to okay. be largely responsible for people turning to the internet to get careers.
Oh wow!
And honestly,
are you talking about that guy who's been on SNL for like 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
from the boo.
And SNL, say what you want about it, but it can really help your career if you stay on there a while.
Yeah.
But you can't stay on there too long, otherwise it's like
pigeonhole.
When are they going to leave?
Mm-hmm.
Do you just want to live in New York?
Right.
You should come out to LA.
You can do that anyway. You don't have to be on SNL to do that. I'm not sure
about that.
Okay.
Have you ever lived there?
No, I guess not.
I guess you shouldn't be speaking about things you don't know, but that's 2018, so you'll
okay.
get there. You'll understand that eventually.
Okay.
Check your privilege at the door.
Well, and you were talking about a joke?
So I think what's going to happen is there's going to be, you know that comic Black Panther?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys comic heads?
Yeah, who you're talking about?
Yes,
Earthquake
by the living Stan Lee.
He's actually going to have died.
Get out!
He's dead. Well, here's the thing: the last few years, he's going to be a doddering man, and it's going to be brutal. And you're going to wish
he is having many
before.
Daughters.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow,
that's what he does. And then the three daughters he has are going to suffocate him with his comics. And it's going to be poetic and devastating.
That must be not that as bad for him.
No, he loved it. He asked for it.
Well, you get to read the nice comics as in your last moments, just enjoying some of those nice
panels.
It's
like, oh, wow, my work was good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway, I think Andy is going to be really, he's going to take that opportunity of that film being nominated for one of the awards and talk about how, since he's from the Bay Area, you know, Black Panthers were actually a group of people that were targeted by the government. And so I think he's going to kind of talk about that. It's going to be a joke and people are going to widely praise him online because people are still online. And they're going to be like, wow, Andy is like a white guy, but he loves culture in general, and he wants people to be happy, and he wants to know that people were oppressed and the government can be bad. That being said, if you are left wing, you kind of do want the government to help people. So it's confusing, and we're all like, what do we do?
Okay. Mm. And how are you going to feel about that in 2018?
I'm just going to sort of watch half the clip if I see it online and then be like, okay, cool, whatever. You have a mansion, so congrats on having your show continue on NBC. I think that's amazing. Yeah. And I hope that you make more money, because I do love your videos, and it helped me see that the internet was a place I could be in. Maybe I could get a career one day, but I'm not going to watch more than half the clip.
Just half a clip. Well... So you were saying he's going to host it solo or,
What about solo?
What about solo? Do we maybe think Alden Ehrenreich's going to win for solo? what do you think?
So we have to know who Alden Ehrenreich is?
Yeah.
And that he's in solo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who do we think, who do we know? I guess we have to be friends with him now in 2010.
He's from LA.
Oh,
he's
well,
actually from the
easy.
Area. Yeah, you
That's
could run
so
into him
easy.
In the market.
He's
easy.
Already here.
Well, he's, I mean, there's how many places are there to go if you're really doing it?
Just the market.
The
just
Grove the market. Or,
the, yeah, the,
yeah
market, the Grove yeah. is kind of a market. There's a market there. Mm-hmm. It's easy to run into him there.
What's his name? Alden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he can also, he knows how to lasso. I don't know if you've seen him in that.
Oh, do we want to work? I'm sorry. When Matt asked if his name was Alden, and I said yes, it looked like that was a big problem for you.
I was. I don't.
It
know
looked like you.
I've been silent over. I don't know if you noticed, but I haven't said anything in a little while, and it's because I've been mulling over.
No, I didn't notice.
Okay.
Did you think he's been talking a lot?
Huh?
Yeah.
I didn't think about it for
I
one
think the
second.
Co-host, I think the co-host will be Sandra Oh.
Hey, whoa. Okay. Wow. So we may not need to go down the hole.
From
Grey's
Anatomy. From Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
From Grey's Anatomy, which Grey's is still Anatomy. On the air. It's still going to be on the air, Grey's
okay.
Anatomy.
Okay.
Defying all odds.
And from Sideways. She wants to...
A few years ago, that movie really taught me about wine.
Yeah.
And it's like... You really gotta like think about it. You can't just drink it.
She sees. Don't give that guy Merlot. He'll flip his fucking switch.
The
man.
Very
he'll
sight.
Go nuts.
The very sight of Thomas Hayden Church.
Give him a peanut.
Has
grease
her drawers here. Dripping. Simply. But simply, yes. She must have him.
Yeah, but it was just amazing. It kind of like it. Just I just realized like yeah, they're gonna co-host it because like one host isn't enough. There's too many people watching. It's like you can't cover everything with one brain.
Right.
Yeah, that's
natural
right.
pairing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be cool. So then I wonder what kind of jokes she's going to make.
Yeah, let's imagine a joke.
I guess what I could picture is her
Hold on, I think I know what it is.
Oh.
Have you guys seen Donald Trump in the news?
Okay. That's the joke.
That's the setup. That's the setup, Sean.
Okay.
Sean, you don't understand joke structure. I feel like
the fuck did you say?
Sean, I said, I don't think you understand joke structure.
Okay.
Yeah, you could have stopped that sentence a little earlier. I don't think. You want to say something like that to me, man.
How's that for a joke structure?
Well, now I feel bad.
You made
well,
feel
well
bad.
Now my feelings got hurt.
It's Halloween.
Yeah, like
yeah, it's
just
Halloween.
Your
it's a hurting
holiday.
My feelings.
It's Halloween. It's called a freaking trick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Come on back for the
okay.
treat.
Finish your joke. You've gotten to do two setups.
No, is this the Andy Samberg version finish or your, the Sandra
it's
O version?
Sandra O version.
It's the Sandra O. That's the gap we need to fill.
So, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Donald Trump's been in the news lately.
Okay, it's a little different from the original setup.
Yeah.
But
what did I initially say?
It was that, have you seen Donald Trump in the news?
Have you...
A decent setup.
See, he does that.
Have you guys seen Donald Trump in the news? Well, I have, and it's not pretty.
It's still part of the setup.
Correct. Yeah.
Still part of the setup. It's not pretty. More like ugly.
Okay. Oh, and then wow. When are you going to finish setting it up?
Okay. Yeah. That's still part of the setup.
Is this for best makeup?
More like ugly.
Jordan, Chuck Norris, Chuck.
Now. Yes, please. You have to know. I understand you're the newest engineer.
But you need to know when to come up with a Chuck Norris joke.
Can you replace Chuck Norris with Sandra O? Can you make it a Sandra O joke? Just put the name Sandra O with
Sandra O joke. Yes.
But be good about this.
The company won't let me search Sandra O joke.
No. Go to Chuck-Norris-jokes.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then replace the name.
Which,
Chuck
by the way, we should always have that open.
Yes.
That's a homepage.
In your mind, delete Chuck Norris and then just.
I don't even want to risk that. Copy it out.
As an experiment.
Let's play all of them into a Word file and do find and replace.
Okay.
Find Chuck Norris, replace with Sandra O. Good.
And I've heard the one that really made you laugh is an experiment. I'd like to hear one that really didn't.
This one didn't make me laugh. The first rule of Sandra O is you don't talk to Sandra O.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wait, is that real?
This is just not...
I mean, that makes her seem kind of...
You want me to replace Sandra O?
Okay, scroll up. I see one really, really long one.
Do you want me to see the whole
That sounds pretty good.
Do you want it to be Chuck Norris or Sandra O?
It's obviously still Sandra O.
This okay.
Still
Sandra. Yeah. 2010.
It's working. It's already working.
Okay.
Jake!
Sandra...
You don't talk to my engineer like that.
Okay. Thanks for defending me.
Shut up!
Okay. All right, you ready? Yes. I'm going to say it anyways. Sandra Oh sold her soul to the devil for her rugged good looks and unapparelled martial arts ability. Shortly after the transaction
was... unparalleled.
I'm so sorry. Yep. Shortly after the transition was finalized, Sandra Oh roundhouse kicked the devil in the face and took her soul back. The devil, who appreciates irony, couldn't stay mad and admitted he should have seen it coming. They now play poker the second Wednesday of every month. Was that as funny as your thought?
The Chuck Norris jokes that I am familiar with. I almost feel like Jordan heard us having this conversation in 2010 and prepared a bunch of her own Chuck Norris jokes in 2018 for when we were going to record the episode.
Mm-hmm. But these are Sandra Oh jokes.
I've got another prediction for another joke.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do you guys see Paul Manafort in the news?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday I put my...
Why are you still going? Is that not the whole joke?
Sean, that's obviously the setup.
The fuck?
This is part of the setup.
All right.
Paul Manafort in the news. I did. Yesterday, I put my glasses on because I have impaired vision. And I looked at the news and I saw Paul Manafort. And boy, was I surprised to see that things aren't looking too good.
Is that the glasses thing or...
Yeah.
Yeah, the glass.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, vision not looking good.
Okay, the way he said yeah.
Because I need a new prescription.
No, but the way he said yeah
makes
me feel like Jake's almost bailing him out. I don't think he even had that much.
That Jake discovered the joke about things not looking too good, that's fucking hilarious. The guy needs glasses. Yeah. Things aren't looking too good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's up. No, I'll fucking piss my pants. I hear a guy say not looking too good and needs glasses, but I almost feel like Jake sniffed around and found the joke. And Matt didn't even know about it.
Jake's got a nose like a dog.
I don't know about that. Nose like a dog. I guess that's pretty funny, too.
That's also a setup.
Oh. Okay. Let's hear this punchline.
Nose like a dog. All men are dogs.
Go to heaven.
Yeah.
You see, I bailed him out again.
And Jake got in there with the funniest shit I ever heard. Jesus Christ, man.
They're a team. They're a team.
And now this is what we should do for
each other.
And now
we see how it works. Instead of us, we've just been doing our separate things this whole
time. Take notes.
Mm-hmm.
Make less money, but more comedy.
what time is it in the show? In the
That's 40 minutes.
Wow. Okay.
And it's jam-packed, this one.
And we do also have to consider how much of this is actually, usable.
Stuff that right. we're cutting. Because you know?
Yeah. How many predictions? I've made two, I think, accurate joke predictions.
Mm-hmm.
We've predicted
that we nailed the hosts.
Yes.
We got the hosts. You did best films.
Mm-hmm.
Is there best supporting actress in a miniseries?
What if we predict the freaking Fiji girl serving
nice
looks?
Yes.
Yes.
Serving Luke's.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, predict.
Who's serving Luke's? You know, it's obviously, look, it's 2010.
Yeah.
I'm the 7-Up spot. Spike here is, son of a bitch.
Ken Bone. Just talk about Ken Bone. Bail out and go to Ken.
I'm trying to think. Anyway, you know, it's not just awards show. It's not just awards at these awards shows.
Well, there's other stuff going on.
Yes.
It's a whole thing.
And it's not even just jokes. People are actually serving Luke's. Okay, what kind of water?
I think if you keep going, you'll figure it out.
What kind of water you think?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, no, yes.
Well, I'll say what it's not. Let's talk about the waters it's not.
Yeah.
It's not Poland Spring.
It ain't Poland Spring.
It's not tap.
Mm-mm. What it means to be from Maine.
Here, we can do this. Let's just fill out the world a little bit. Let's ask this gross high school boy.
Hey, guys. Chef.
High school Chef Kevin.
High school Chef Kevin here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys thirsty? Look, I brought some waters.
Oh, you're thirsty. Mm.
Hi, what's your name?
This is great.
Matt.
He would be asking you first.
I was asking.
Well,
I heard. It's just a little.
Okay,
less,
well,
okay,
I guess confused because somebody asked what my name was, and I answered.
Just for the story that I'm now kind of weaving here, is this now? This is like when we met Chef Kevin.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And this
and
is
so
fan
it's a
service.
Little weird. If his big interaction.
Well, I guess
is
I got
Matt,
confused.
But I guess we'll go with it.
Well, I guess I got confused.
So this is when we sort of watched Chef Kevin.
This is a little bit of our origin story, which is when we watched high school Chef Kevin talk to Matt Eager Beaverson.
And I said,
and they did this.
He asked me what my name was, and I said, Matt. And,
okay.
And then what, Chef?
Okay, keep going.
Mm, yeah, what is it, Chef?
Hey, Matt. I'm just a kid in high school.
Hey.
Do you have, alcohol? I'm not old enough
yes.
to buy.
He does. Yeah.
If I give you, $8 or something, could you give me a six-pack?
That sounds like a good transaction. Here you go. Hey, wait, where's my money?
You. I gotta go.
Hey, wait a second.
Here, take this Fiji water bottle in exchange.
Oh.
Fiji.
Oh, that could be an interesting serving Luke's.
Yes. But if instead of this little man, what if it's a woman?
Whoa, man.
Shut up.
What?
I was about to do it.
Well, I want to be a part of this.
Well, you got to meet high school Chef Kevin.
And that was
so true. What's the show? Are you going to come back next week? I don't think you will, Matt.
We have to clean up this mess every week from now on. And you get to write, you got your own TV show.
I think I would love to have my own TV show, and then I just pop by and do your podcast once, and it's all my shit the whole time.
I gotta say.
That sounds fucking great, man.
Guy's a main star of a TV show.
I'm one of the main stars, and I'm truly, but what really made my
Jake's
day-to-day.
Jake's more of the wisecracker, but this, I mean, you know, this guy is the lead.
I'm the heart.
Yeah, and Jake is the guy who's leading him sort of through this world. And
I gotta say.
You know, he's sort of...
he knows all the ins and outs.
To be a part of the Chef Kevin origin story is an honor of a lifetime.
That's a Chuck Norris joke.
Huh? What?
It's a Chuck Norris joke.
Chuck Norris joke.
He found it.
Finally got one.
Can find a joke in anything that Matt says.
Yeah. It's like Matt says this stuff that sounds like me to like, I'm going like, why are you saying this? Jake comes swooping in.
Yes. He knows exactly what Matt can pretend to do.
Turns on this super powerful spotlight and it illuminates just the funniest shit I ever fucking heard. Damn, man.
Yeah. Well,
this is insane.
That's why really we got
good.
A TV show.
Really, really good.
That's why we got our own show.
Well, let's talk about the TV show.
Yes.
What do you want to say?
What's the billboard this year?
Yeah, how are we doing
The tagline this year is, sorry, you're hired.
Oh.
That's what it says. So you're watching it, you're watching the billboard as you're driving, because you're moving, so you're watching the billboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, sorry. At Comedy Central? Why are you apologizing to me? And it's like, oh, because I have the job, so the job's bad.
You work at Comedy Central?
Yes.
Sorry, you're hired.
That's what we're apologizing to people for.
At Comedy Central.
Congratulations, well, you're fired.
No.
Yeah, maybe.
Does that work?
I don't know if it works as well as sorry, you're hired.
Right.
Well, it's the same. It doesn't work as well. It's the same.
Oh, wait, you're saying it's can't? The same. But I just did.
Right.
Which is sort of like...
But it's the same.
It is the same. It's not better.
Okay, watch this.
No. Exactly
the same.
Watch this.
Say sorry.
Sorry.
You're hired. So that was another duo.
Two different people
now, the tagline initially...
Sorry was the setup. But you said you're
sorry was
the
setup.
Hired.
Sorry was the setup.
Yeah, okay.
And then I came with the punchline.
The initial draft of the tagline was, we'd like to apologize to you. You're hired at the company that you're now working for.
And well, congratulations.
We got in there with a scalpel. We got in there with a scalpel.
What are you guys doing on there?
What are you going crazy?
We're back to our old tricks.
Oh, it's the same stuff. It's like, you know, you build a world, right? And so then inside the world, there's like a whole there's so many things you can do. It's like essentially when you create a world in a TV show, it's like you can just hop around and play around, and what people come back to is
and
like
that's the
characters.
And that's a big question.
And they do stuff and you're like, oh, they're back to doing their
stuff.
This
is what you do
new.
On the billboard?
Yeah.
Do you see yourself
tell a story.
As a writer or as a playground architect?
Mostly a producer.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where the power is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Power is why I do it.
But the show's dark. It's really, it's fucked
it's
up.
It's so dark. And that's the thing. It's like, there's no light.
You guys say suicide
it's like,
on
it's
it.
Like, do you know if you, have you ever acted in the movie Bird Box?
Oh, yeah.
When you're acting in the movie, it's like, you have to wear a blindfold and it's like dark. You can't see anything. And part of what makes the performance so good is you can't see anything. So you really have to act. You're like, I'm scared.
Because this is 2010, remember, you can't say Bird Box. Just say what you're going to be doing on your show.
Okay, well, when you said you've heard of the Bird Box, it was kind of like a lie. But, okay, in a bunch of years, I wrote a spec for
say
a
the
movie.
Village.
Yeah, so if you're ever in the village, in the movie The Village, you get a page at a time. Mm-hmm. So the first day, you film page one. The third day, you film page three. And so you don't you're in the dark, and you don't know what's going to happen. And there's those twists.
Do you get any days off?
No, why would you get a day off? It's a privilege to work for M. Night, mm-hmm. And so you don't take a day off. And you pay him to be in the film. And so you're in the dark, and you don't know what's going to happen. And that's how dark the comedy is.
Damn.
Because, you don't even know. That's what dark comedy is, when you don't know what's going to happen because you can't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being in a dark room.
Oh, Matt, you're awful quiet.
Sean, you've been giving me guff all damn day with this, and I'm about fed up.
It's only the afternoon.
So I got a joke for you.
Oh boy!
You guys seen Sean in the news?
Oh no! 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 We are not doing this. Yeah, we guys, are not doing this.
You guys seen
this.
Sean in the news? Because yesterday I put on my glasses.
Finish
it, Matt.
Look,
I will.
Do not finish this.
I want him to finish.
You
the joke.
Do not finish this.
We can lose this episode.
No!
We're not going to lose it.
It's on Stitcher Premium.
Please, we are not doing. Matt, not on my show.
I am not helping you this time.
You guys seen Sean in the news? Because yesterday I put on my glasses and I had crystal clear vision, and Sean was looking pretty ugly. In the news.
Bird Box.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.